Welcome to the New Hampshire primary edition of KSC News. I'm Allie Baker.
Although voter turnout in Keene was reported as one of the lowest in the state, Keene State College students voted in large numbers yesterday. The Keene Sentinel reports students in Ward 1 made up about 38% of the Keene area votes. In total, the Keene Sentinel reports about 1,600 students participated in the primary. Leading up to the primary, students shared their views on a variety of issues. As the primary approaches, Keene State College students say they are paying attention to national issues when considering who to vote for. This week, I reported on how environmental issues impact some of the students' voting preferences.
I'm Zach DeJesus, and I'm a senior here at Keene State College. We abused what we have, and now it's starting to slowly dwindle away, so it's a good idea to find better sources of ways to produce energy. I just hear about it during the primaries when people are running, and then after that it's always something else kind of overshadows it. A bigger issue comes up almost, and it's like, we can put the earth on hold for a few days, you know. Trees provide oxygen, and when those are gone, we'll see how it all pans out.
Courtney Janvren. I'm a sophomore. I really care about the environment, especially for our next generation and for those who are going to inhabit it after I'm here, and I just know I want to make a better tomorrow and make a difference in the world in a positive way. I think it's not as well known as it should be, especially for students, because the college age, not many people are voting right now, and it can make such a big difference in the election. And I feel like if people were better educated on the topics, then we'd feel more comfortable voting and really know that our vote could make a difference, especially in environmental issues, because it's something that's not really talked about that often.
Rose Lovett. I'm the secretary of campus ecology. We have finite resources and we need to protect the environment that we have because this is all we have. I think that some people are really trying to and others are really resisting their efforts to.
When it comes to the issues, Keene State College students say they sometimes have to depend on themselves for information. Joe Cortez has more on how the college presents political involvement on campus.
My name is Zach DeJesus. I'm a senior. The only reason I got to know anything about politics really was because I took a U.S. presidency class, so it was my initiative to learn more. And we have those, the poli-sci major, which is, I obtained a wealth of knowledge about the political system, and I now feel like an educated voter.
Marissa DiPolo. I think that the school itself hasn't really done a lot, but there's a lot of groups on campus that are doing so. And I think Democracy Matters and KSC Republicans and all those groups, they reach out to me a lot. And the fact that we have some of the candidates on campus too, I think that's really great. So I think in general, overall, as a KSC community, done a pretty decent job.
I think it's about 50-50. I think half of us are involved and half of us are not involved. But I think we should all be involved.
Political education helps students determine what characteristics matter most to them in a candidate. Connor Smith reports on what some Keene State College students prefer in their next president.
My name is Dan Gendron, and what I look for in a presidential candidate is somebody who is willing to listen to the people and not be so strong-minded in their ideas and be willing to listen to what the people genuinely want, and not what he might think that the country would need. We need a president who is not egotistical and narcissistic and somebody who wants to genuinely help the country and the people of it and not just themselves and their political friends. I think that no matter which president is elected, it doesn't really matter because the great thing about this country is that there's an incredible system of checks and balances in it that allows it so one branch of government can't control enough to make a huge difference. It will all sort of balance out in the end, and things take a very long time to change in this country, which is great.
Sean Buxton. What I look for in a presidential candidate is to increase minimum wage, provide better health care, and increase the economy.
My name is Matt Yetzko, and what I look for in a presidential candidate is someone that will not only just improve the overall quality of our country, but the economics and even world ties and everything. Economically, I think Bernie Sanders has a good view on a lot of things involving school, like colleges, because coming out of college, I don't want to have a bunch of debt, like, and not be able to get a job and pay it off in like 6 months when they're going to come after me and have me pay.
That's all for this edition of KSC News. I'm Allie Baker, along with Joe Cortez and Connor Smith. Thanks for tuning in.